Hello, everybody. Just a very quick one about Instagram. If you're on it, Meta, the parent company, is reducing the number of political posts visible to users on their feed. This is a real thing, not a hoax. So go to your Instagram profile, tap the three horizontal lines in the top right corner to open the settings tab, scroll down to what you see, click on content preferences, open political content, and turn on don't limit political content. That's an option. Otherwise, you won't see almost anything we post because we are deemed political. Please do that now, or you won't even see the posts about our shows, our fun things. So if you want to see Guilty Feminist content and know when we're coming to a place near you or releasing a new podcast, do it now.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hello, guilty feminists. Well, I've got something very exciting. We're dropping in just a few minutes of very, very juicy content from an upcoming episode where I interview Emma Thompson about her new film, Late Night. Before you get to hear that, I'm going to tell you about a few very exciting things coming up for your calendar. Guilty feminist producer and straight white man, but some of my favourite husbands are straight white men, including him, Tom Selinsky, has written a fantastic play about the whole Brexit mess. When it was on at the Edinburgh Fringe last year, the Times called it hilarious and the Scotsman called it wonderful. I called it truly fabulous. It's now coming back to the King's Head in Islington for 4 weeks from the 11th of June with a new cast, including guilty feminist favourites Jessica Foster Q and Margaret Caborn Smith. You'll be able to see them up close in the flesh doing proper acting. This is really a wonderfully funny play, and you can get tickets now by going to kingsheadtheatre.com. American playwright Eve Ensler, who you might know because she wrote The Vagina Monologues, but also wrote Her Story, an Emmy-nominated outstanding drama series about the lives of transgender women. She is in London. She's talking to The Guardian editor, Catherine Viner. Now, you'll remember Catherine from our amazing Windrush episode. The two of them are talking about Eve's new book, The Apology. I'm so excited to go to this. The event will take place on Tuesday, the 28th of May at 7 p.m. at the Islington Assembly Hall in London. Tickets are normally £20, but we have secured a limited number of £5 tickets for Guilty Feminist listeners. I'm so excited. Go to theguardian.com/guardianlive and use the offer code GUILTFEM5 to claim your tickets. And finally, the Guilty Feminist will be at the Royal Albert Hall for an extra special matinee performance on Sunday, the 7th of July. Thank you so much to everyone who's come out to our tour shows around the country. It's just been absolutely incredible. And even if you've been to one of the tour shows, this is going to be a show like no other, because there are things we can do at the Royal Albert Hall we cannot do anywhere else. Now, we've deliberately done it on a matinee on a Sunday so people can get back, because we want it to be like an annual general meeting, an AGM, for guilty feminists from around the UK. So please book tickets now. I've asked for there to be tickets from £10. If you can afford tickets that are more like £25 or £35, could you please buy them and leave the £10 for feminists who can't afford afford anymore. We know some people have to travel as well. Now, Pride is on the 6th of July in London. So we're hoping some people will make a weekend of it and go to Pride Saturday and the Royal Albert Hall on Sunday. Otherwise, if you could just get down for the Royal Albert Hall, then do come. It is going to be an incredible show in a legendary place. Go to guiltyfeminist.com to book. And now, here's a little bit of me and Emma Thompson talking about late night.
Did Mindy write this especially for you?
Yeah, she did. She did, and she was doing the Mindy Project at the time. It was 5 years ago. I was told that she had written something for me. I didn't really know much about her. I'd seen a little bit, but I don't watch telly and I'm very Luddite and in general and ignorant. And she came and she was in her Mindy Project outfit, which was quite out there. And I thought, she's quite weird. She's quite weird. And she's written something for me. And most things that have been written for me are kind of about, you know, elderly kind of archaeologists, geography teachers, you know, who discover love late in life and then get dementia and, you know, but they're very brave and they refuse to give up their identity and it's all very moving. And every time I get one of those, I seriously just want to stop and kill myself. And I get this script and I think, well, maybe it won't be like that because she's wearing some very funky clothes, but you can't judge a book by its cover. And then I read it, and 48 hours later rang my agent and said, we have to do this, we absolutely have to make this film because this is the best script I've read in years. And she wrote it while she was writing on The Office, so she was writing all week at The Office, and then for some reason this young Indian woman wrote something for me. She lived in LA. She wrote sort of just a couple of hours every Saturday for 3 years.
Wow.
I mean,
yeah,
isn't absolutely that weird?
Story. But you can,
and slightly creepy,
but amazing. And I can see how she wrote it while working in the writer's room at The Office.
Indeed,
because she was very much in that environment.
She was.
She said, "Yeah, she was the diversity hire," but she said she relates to both characters now because she's been the showrunner of the Mindy Project. She said, I've been that diversity hire. I've been the only woman of colour in the room, the only person of colour in the room, the only woman in the room. And I've also been the grouchy boss who comes in and shouts at everyone and gets furious and leaves. But I thought one of the interesting things about it was also the epiphanies that the entirely white male staff had about Molly's presence there as well.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, we are a sort of foreign language, aren't we, in many ways? And I've always had this, I used to have rows all the time with Ben Elton about comedy, whom I love and think is very funny. And he would argue about punchlines. And I would argue that comedy, for me, wasn't about punchlines. Okay, so my mum used to work in rehearsal rooms, and she used to say whenever a man started to tell a joke, she had a sinking feeling in her heart, because even if it wasn't funny, she was going to have to laugh. You know, and as it starts, oh, here's a good one, here's a good one. And you think, oh, God almighty, fucking hell, how long is it going to go? And then I'm going to have to... that particular form of humour, I think, is very masculine, because it is starting something and it builds to a punchline, which is like the ejaculation. And that female comedy is much more circular, and there's sort of nice moments in lots of different places, but it never quite comes to an end. And when it does, you feel really satisfied. So I think there is actually seriously a connection between us, the way in which our sexuality and our orgasmic function works, and the way in which we laugh. Because as you know, laughing, proper laughing, when you really, really can't stop and the tears are squeezing out from the corner of your eyes, is better than sex. I think it is. Well, no, they didn't know whether to laugh at that. Isn't that interesting? And I think that's because we don't ever want to admit that anything is better than sex, because that makes us uncool and somehow think, I can admit that now because I'm 60. I mean, obviously not with my husband in the room. So actually, really hard, laughing very, very hard is not better than sex with my husband. I just want to make that absolutely clear.
But better than sex with all other people. Just
yes,
to be very...
all other people.
All other people.
Absolutely. Yeah. Oh, and to that point, my character has an affair with a younger man. And I am a feminist, but if a man like him, you know, offered any kind of interest in things, my reaction would not be like a 60-year-old man, which is, oh, just get washed and come to my room. My reaction would be, oh, no, darling, no. No, 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 no. That's not appropriate. I'm not in any condition. No, 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 you don't. No, you don't want. No, 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 no. Please. Oh, no, God, I can't even. Oh, and then I start to think about it and become truly embarrassed and appalled. Now, that's not natural, is it? Surely I should be allowed to be pleased.
I really should be allowed to be pleased.
I don't, because I've been completely brainwashed.
I think that's the structure.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.